No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah.
Nolan Valeri, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for New Hip Hop and R&B. You already know, man, we back at this thing. It's a Monday inside the Madhouse. Welcome to Monday Mayhem, baby, the Monday Mayhem. Yep, man. I hope everybody had a great weekend, man. The weekend was dope. The weekend was definitely going down. And, yeah, man, and, you know, like I said, it wasn't cold this weekend. It was a little... I ain't gonna say it was all the way warm, but it was pretty mild out there. And we're gonna continue with that. 45 degrees is your high right now. Today's high is gonna top out right about 50. Yeah, we're gonna be dealing with some rain. Got some rain in and around the area all the way until about, all day. All day we're gonna be dealing with some rain and cloud cover all the way until actually Wednesday. They're saying rain is gonna be around the area. So it's gonna be on and off, light drizzle here and there, and it's slated to be here all day. So the high's gonna stay right near 50. In the Madhouse River this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica again that day.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
How that weekend though?
Everything was wonderful. Wonderful.
Alright, also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bye Bye.
I say good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
North side.
Good morning.
East side.
Good morning.
What up, bro? How was that weekend, baby?
The weekend was dopey dope dope.
But Jessica, we sold out an Albemarle. We sold out an Albemarle. That's right. Me and Burpee sold out an Albemarle. We a team now. Oh, we ain't no team now. You go.
Can't invite this dude nowhere.
That's how you gonna do me.
Jeez,
I just wanna know that's how you gonna do me, dog.
Can't invite Larry nowhere. I said, Larry, just introduce me. We done did 10 minutes.
Not 10 minutes.
Larry, just introduce me.
That ain't what you saying. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You said, go ahead and do your little thing then.
No, I did. Yeah. I did. I told him to say. And I warned him. I said, if you bomb in front of me, just know I'm going to talk about you when I get off stage.
With me and Burpee a team now. We're going to take this act on the road.
Here he go.
I can't get booked with you. I can't. I can't get booked with you.
See, Larry been saying for the longest he's gonna do his little 5 minutes.
I got it out of my system. I'm good now. I'm good, baby. I'm good.
Oh, you good? You don't want no more?
I'm good. I don't know. We're going to Alabama.
I don't know when we're going to Alabama.
If we go to Alabama, I might try it out. If I hit in Alabama, Burp, we're going on the road with this tour, baby. It's the Ignorance Is Real featuring No Limit Larry tour. Nah, man, shout out to everybody at Albemarle, man. We had a good time on Friday night. Burp had a show down there. We came to and turned up with Burp and his coming show. Burp sold out now, Albemarle.
I tell you, they show up.
They love Burp down there, man. What's the dude name?
Paco.
Shout out to Paco.
Paco, that's my boy.
Paco and the crew down there, man. They came through and supported. And, you know, it was also a big weekend for the NFL. We was trying to see who was going to punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. And y'all already know who I'm rolling with. Big TB, Tom Brady. I ain't gonna need you sing the song.
Thank you.
I'm lying. Tom Brady. You already know. Tampa Bay Buccaneers took on the Green Bay Packers, and they won 31-26. And then in the late game, in the nightcap, it was Kansas City and Buffalo Bills. And I heard all this Bills Mafia. And today it is absolutely quiet. 38-24 as Patrick Mahomes punched his second straight ticket to the Super Bowl. This will be Tom Brady's 10th appearance in a Super Bowl. Good God Almighty.
That's the most by a player, right?
It's been the most by a player, bro.
Yeah, it was. What was the most? Six?
It was like five or six.
Yeah.
But 10? 10. That's incredible, man. I mean, well, you can hate the man, you can hate whatever you want to hate about Tom Brady. You cannot deny the fact that that man is good.
Yeah.
He's a killer. It's a killer on the loose, bro.
Tom Brady.
He's a killer. It's a killer on the loose. And I heard Trey Songz got locked up at the Kansas City Chiefs game on yesterday for what they're saying or what they're alleging. Trey Songz, they're saying he got into a fight with some officers. He resisted arrest. And he was trespassing.
Mm.
No, not Trey Songz.
What they're saying also is that it was the police officer who was in the wrong for this, and they want the police officer to be held accountable for this situation. The fans and the witnesses that saw this actually happening, they're saying, it was the police officer. Trey was defending himself. The police officer was in the wrong.
You can't defend yourself against
the You know what, Brother? I was thinking the same thing for some reason.
What do you mean you can't defend yourself?
For some reason, I was thinking the same.
Yeah. Are you saying that in a manner of, like, you're not
right
gonna,
or wrong?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Whether right or wrong, you can't defend yourself.
Okay,
right.
That's what
I was saying. It's not gonna look good for whoever the person is, regardless.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was saying, hold on, are you saying that the police are right? Like, no.
You can't.
Is it, yeah, because, you know, to them, you know, their word is law, their word is authority, and you're supposed to obey their word or whatever.
Which is what people are out here fighting for every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see how this is going to play out for Trey Songz. So, he did get arrested at the Kansas City Chiefs game.
I don't understand what, like, I don't know the story.
The story is that Trey was at the game, mm-hmm. and fans were behind him heckling him. Mm-hmm. He told the fans to sort of like calm down. He was like, man, chill, calm down or whatever. The police officer then came down and then tried to arrest and got physical with Trey Songz. Mm-hmm. And then the fans behind him were like, yo, chill. You know, like we were just at a football game having fun. But the police officer took it to a whole nother level. And because the police officer got physical with Trey, Trey got physical back in an effort to defend himself.
Mm.
So that's the story. Mm. And he was arrested.
Yeah, he was arrested.
I've seen it on multiple outlets where it's like, where fans are saying Trey didn't do anything wrong. It was this police officer.
Mm. Okay. Well, they arrested him for resisting arrest and assault on a police officer and trespassing. Wow. It's crazy. We'll see how this story plays out. In the next few days, Ms. Justice got more details on it coming up for you, and you know the name of the news.
Trey Songz, why you want in the suite?
Why you got to be in the suite, man?
Because people gonna do stuff like this.
I mean, heckling is a part of the game, though.
Yeah. Nah,
heckling is a part of the game. Yes, it is, Burb. It's a part of the game.
Yeah, heckling is a part of the game, but it gets you arrested, obviously.
I mean, that depends on you and your reaction to the heckling. Heckling is a part of the game.
But we also know that there's some officers out here, security guards, that are a little overzealous.
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true.
You know, like, if what these people, if what these witnesses are saying is true, then Trey didn't do anything wrong.
And you know what?
And that's not far-fetched.
And you know what? And I'm sure there's going to be some videotape because everybody has a video camera. Speaking of videotape, man, I saw this crazy video the weekend. I'm going to tell you about that later on in the morning coming out of Charlotte. And you know what's right around the corner? 6:05, we got your Madhouse question of the day. 6:30, it's your Madhouse classic throwback. And at 6:40, it's another Madhouse challenge. Hashtag NLMH challenge. Let's get it started with your inspiration and power word of the morning. It belongs to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. It's impossible to succeed in life without overcoming your past. If you need inspiration to overcome life's obstacles, look no further than Christ himself. Society called his birth illegitimate. He was born into a hated minority who experienced brutal opposition every day. The church branded him a heretic. One of his closest friends betrayed him. He was sentenced without a fair trial and died like a common criminal. Yet even through his suffering, his encouragement to you and I was to be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. It's no use crying over spilt milk. Turn your attention to the most important assignment of the day, the choice of your attitude. Stop wasting time and energy on the things you can't change. The past is over. Look forward and press on, because God knows the plans that he has for you. And that means that your best is yet to come. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And wisdom to know the difference.
None of it, Larry, the morning madhouse, 607, 7 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Hey, hot today. It's got to be right near 50, 45 degrees right now. Watch out for that rain all day long. You know it's time for that madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, we want to know, what is the biggest purchase that you made that you can remember as an adult? First big purchase that you made as an adult.
I bought a Cadillac DTS 2005. Well, it was actually a 2006, straight off the back of a truck. Straight off, like, it had 0 miles on it. They was bringing it in to the Cadillac dealership. And I said, I want that one on the back of the truck. That was my first big purchase, I think, that I can remember. Straight off the back. I never do it again. However, I did it one time in life. I bought a Cadillac straight off the back of they was bringing it to the Cadillac dealership on Independence.
I think for me, my first big purchase that I can remember as an adult probably would have been my furniture for my house. My furniture. Mm-hmm.
First big purchase I made as an adult. Wow. In college, probably my car. My first car, I had the Scion XD. The little box car. When they first came up.
How your big ass fit in the Scion?
I wasn't that big back then.
Oh, you was kidding?
This was in college.
Oh, okay. I can see your big ass head in that.
Man, you couldn't tell me nothing in my Scion, bro. I put a 12 in the back, too.
You in there looking like a minion. What's that minion driving that damn Scion?
I did. Crazy. I bought me a Scion XB.
What happened to it, Burp?
Nothing. I sold it. Well, I traded it in. Got
Okay.
That's what's wrong with it. No, I'm lying. I gave it to my sister, and she sold it to CarMax. I was so mad. I was hot.
Burpee and the Scion.
Sorry that happened, Burp.
Burp, yeah. Did your Scion have a name?
No.
Name, name. Okay. Car. All right, that's what's up.
My car now got a name.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Dirt Bucket.
The Dark Knight.
Whoo! It's your Dark Knight,
it's
little
clean.
Action.
It's clean, man.
It is?
Yeah, I washed it.
Okay. That's what's up. Jessica, how do we get in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Jess Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We want to know, what was the first big purchase you made as an adult?
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, well, Dani Leigh has been a hot topic. She hopped on social media yesterday to apologize if anyone was offended by her music. The controversy started after people felt turned off by her song, Yellow Bone Is What He Wants. Now, initially, Dani hopped on social media and said, congratulations, y'all got another thing to say about me when you hate me. Only God can cancel me. That mess don't mean nothing to me because people around me are the ones that know my heart and intentions in real life. She continued on with a couple more tweets that said, you know, I'm going to keep letting God bless me while y'all sit back and judge me behind y'all little phones and type mess about another woman. Y'all some haters. Y'all don't know me. She had a bunch of other tweets, and then she actually ended up deleting her Twitter page. She is now back on social media, and she has changed her tune, and now she is apologizing. Like I said, she said if she offended anybody by the song.
Yellow Bone. I understand why people were offended by the song, and she tweeted and deleted that, right?
She did post a song and then ended up deleting it.
Yeah, so, and the song wasn't even good, though.
Song was horrible. Song was trash.
So, I mean, that says enough about it right there for me. Like, the song was trash.
The song was garbage. We all agree on that. But
yes.
Why are people mad? She wasn't degrading anybody. She wasn't belittling anybody. She wasn't disrespecting anybody. She was talking about herself and what she says her man like. Now, did people get upset when they came out with the song Brown Skin Girl?
Those are two different songs.
but it's skin. People are upset because of colorism.
Well, when was the last time that you heard anybody of Dominican background referring to themselves as a yellow bone?
Why are black people only saying black people can only be yellow bone?
I'm asking you, when was the last time that you heard a Dominican person refer to themselves as a yellow bone?
I don't hang with Dominican people.
I mean, it's not a term that's usually referred to, that's given to Dominican people. It's a term usually directed towards African-American people. Colorism is real.
I get that.
And color, and
that's not what she was doing.
Can I finish?
That's not what she was doing.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Colorism is real. It is a problem. There are many people of darker skin colors who have had opportunities that have been taken away from them. Statistically, it shows that those things happen. It's not a thing of the past. Those things still happen today. So when you are a Dominican person who is talking about yellow bone is what he wants, and you're dressed up like a white woman, Marilyn Monroe, while you're singing this trash song, it's something that doesn't feel good, because light skinned people have been given, they're more seen closer to what white people look like. So they receive more praise. They receive more opportunity. It just is what it is. And so you cannot compare Yellow Bone is what he wants to a song like Brown Skin Girl, which is celebrating all shades of brown. All shades of brown. And where this song is, it seems as if you're praising a light skin girl, which is a problem. And also, it also has a roundabout way of taking a little shot at the baby's baby mama.
No, it doesn't. She's talking
about, in your opinion,
she's talking about what her, that's not my opinion. It's a fact. The song is Yellow Bone is what he wants. That's a fact of what the song is. Now, she also said that she's black also. You can't take a part of what she is and saying that, oh, because
now,
you're Dominican.
Well, yeah, because sometimes she hasn't claimed black.
Now she's saying.
She's never claimed black. She's never claimed Dominican. Right. She's never claimed.
No, she has claimed Dominican.
Yes,
she has.
Let me speak. Because people are saying, they're making an uproar about this song saying she's disrespectful. No, she's not.
Your facts are backwards, though, Burpee. She has claimed Dominican. She has not claimed black until now.
Right.
Your facts are backwards.
She's saying she's Dominican black, and she said
now she is.
She didn't say that at first.
But she's saying it.
Now
we like the song Lil Wayne, I Wish I Could With Every Girl in the World? There's a line in that song that say, I like them long hair, thick red bone. No, that one of those songs that he says that line.
Yeah, every girl. Yeah, you're right.
We like that song, right? Was there an uproar about colorism then?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, somebody said something about
somebody.
Some people said something about it.
We're talking about colorism. Now people are choosing to bring Beyonce's song into this colorism conversation.
The point is, it's a dumb argument.
I don't think it's a dumb argument at all. I think, you know what I mean, it depends on the people, because you can't say it's a dumb argument because people are offended by it. Yeah. By it. So just because you're not offended by it, that doesn't mean a whole group of other people are not offended by it. So you can't say their feelings are dumb because they're offended by it.
And have had major implications due to colorism.
I'm saying, so you, if you're going to complain about this song, complain about every other song that's talking about
it. You can't tell me how to feel if that's how I feel.
That's my point. There's no need to argue about this song.
One thing about it is, if something offends you, and I'd be like, well, that's stupid that you got offended. I can't tell you what to be offended by.
You're right. You can't tell people what to get offended by, but you can tell when something is dumb to be offended by.
We sit here and do it all the time, but you shouldn't say that people's opinions are dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect example. Before we go. Now, we sit here and we get upset all the time if somebody prejudges a black person for doing this, or they prejudge a white person for doing this, or they prejudge anybody for doing something that they think that race does. That's a judgment. That's a stereotype. It's somebody getting offended at what another person did, correct?
I don't follow you, but okay.
No, if you get upset because somebody thinks Somebody gets upset with you, Larry, because they're like, oh, I didn't like that. People call up here all the time and tell us that we...
And I never say that you're dumb because you're upset about that.
That's a whole lie. We get upset and then people calling up here and saying that we racist and saying this and saying that. That's getting upset.
What I say is not racist. I say the way you're taking it, you're taking it out of context.
We had a man...
Which makes that part of it dumb.
We had a man call up here after we...
But the fact that you're offended, that's not dumb.
We had a man call up here and say to us that we were racist simply because we reported on the facts of what took place at the Capitol. Simply off of that.
Was it dumb that he called up here and said that?
It's not. No, it's not true.
Was it dumb?
It's not true.
But was he offended?
It's not true.
But was he offended?
Yes, he was offended.
That's my point. And we...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Did not like the fact that that man was offended. That's the point I'm making.
We said the context of what he's offended by is not right. Because he was offended by, like Jessica said, he was offended by non-factual facts.
That's my point. I'm not talking about facts and non-facts and non-opinion. We're talking about somebody being offended. Regardless of what they're offended by, you just said you can't tell somebody the reason they're offended is dumb. You just said that.
Right. Jessica said that, but okay.
You did too, Larry. You just said that. So why are we getting upset at that man if he's offended?
Because he's offended by something that is not true.
But he was offended.
Yeah, and we allowed him to be offended. We played his comment, did we not?
We allowed him to be offended. Yeah, we allowed it.
We allowed him to be offended.
But we didn't like it.
I don't have to like it. That don't mean it's wrong.
You just said.
I said it's not. I just can't call it dumb. That don't mean I have to like it.
Listen, at the end of the day, colorism is real. The people that are light skinned have been given priority for years and things of that nature. And it does not feel good when a Dominican woman who all of a sudden now wants to claim that she is black is now on here going along with what has been something that has held light, that has held darker skinned women back, praising it. It just doesn't feel good. It's not good. All the while you're dressed up like a white woman. It's not cool.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
All right, coming up, man, we got the Madhouse Challenge. Hashtag NLMH Challenge. We challenge ourselves and we challenge our listeners. All right, so today is the Name It Challenge. We're going to find out who is the smartest inside the Madhouse. Basic questions that you should know, general trivia questions that you should know. Burp is going to be up first. I'm going to give Burp his questions. Burp is going to give Jess her questions. And then in turn, Jess will give me her questions. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to work. We got to take a commercial break. So we come back. The Name It Challenge. Name it. Who is the smartest person inside the Madhouse?
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Yeah, we back. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Yep, it's the NLMH Challenge. Madhouse Challenge. We challenge ourselves. We challenge our listeners. We always challenge y'all, so we decided to start challenging ourselves inside the Madhouse. Today's challenge is the Name It Challenge. Basic stuff you should know. So each of us have questions, like basic questions that you should know, like basic everyday things you should know. We're going to ask each other, and whoever gets the most right in 30 seconds, that's who wins. So Burpee is up first, and I'll be asking Burpee his questions. All right, you ready, Burp?
Let's go.
All right, so your clock will start after I finish reading the first question.
After I answer?
No, after I finish reading.
You can't after you answer.
Right.
Stupid.
No, that's how it goes. All right, you ready?
10 minutes to answer.
Go ahead. What number president is Obama?
44.
What is the North Carolina State bird?
I don't know.
Who is the coach of the Panthers?
Matt Rule.
Name two colleges in Charlotte.
John C. Smith, UNC Charlotte.
Name two malls in Charlotte.
North Lake and South Park.
How many sides does a decagon have?
I don't know.
What is the definition of a synonym?
The same as.
Okay. What is the nickname for the state of North Carolina?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
That's it. 30 seconds.
I should have known the nickname for North Carolina.
You should have known. You should have known that. How many did Burp
get? Oh, I know it now. Yeah. Damn.
How many did Burp get right, Jess?
4 or 5. I can't remember.
I can tell you. Hold on.
Let me ask you the last one.
No, it's too late.
It's too late, Burp.
You missed that one. I got your count.
I think it was 5.
I got his count over here. Hold on.
I put my fingers down too quick.
I got Jessica?
Yeah, you got Jessica.
Okay.
1, 2.
This is stupid. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah, well, after you finish reading our first question, I'll start a clock.
All right. Jessica.
Hold on. Let me turn my camera on. Hold on. I don't want to play this game, but let's go.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
How many presidents are on Mount Rushmore?
10. Come on. Give me my question.
Who was the first rapper to win a Grammy?
Gucci Mane.
How much is a baker's dozen?
76. Come on.
What's the name of the mascot of Fruit Loops?
A Jungle Gym tire. Come on, you're taking.
What's the name? This is unfair.
What's the name? A parrot.
Jeff, can I ask you 30 seconds? And you
no,
got
this
zero
was
right.
unfair.
You got zero right.
This Jeff. Was unfair.
You got zero right.
This was unfair. He took too long reading my question.
Jessica got zero right. Jessica got zero right.
Jessica know that. She was being silly.
I know she knows.
That's not fair. You took too long to read my question.
She said 10, though. Jessica, you're silly. All right. What I got, Jessica? What I got?
You took too long to read my
Gucci
question.
Gucci Mane was the first rapper to win a Grammy.
Jessica, stupid.
Come on, Jess.
I'm coming. Dang.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like I need a redo. Now, you said these are questions that everybody should know.
Yeah.
Mine are questions that you might know.
Oh, Lord.
All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Hold on, you time it, cause Larry
no,
might cheat.
Right
no, you might
cheat. I promise you, I ain't
no, you gonna cheat, Larry.
Okay,
I don't trust you.
Okay, I ain't gonna cheat.
Go ahead, Burpee.
Okay, we ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna start after you finish your question.
After she finishes the first question.
All right, ready? Here's the first question. What is hummus made from?
Hummus.
What?
It's made from hummus. Grass.
All right, you're right. All right, okay. What's the largest state?
Texas.
What is the fifth letter in the alphabet?
D E E E E.
What are the primary colors?
Red, blue, green.
What bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Stork.
What vegetable is known to help you?
Time up.
You got one right.
I got one.
You got one.
The stork ain't right with delivering babies.
That's.
No, he got two. He got two.
I got stork.
And the alphabet.
And the alphabet E.
Oh, I asked the stork one question. Okay, you got two.
I missed the red, blue, yellow, red, blue, green.
Yeah, it's red, yellow, and blue.
Oh, damn.
hummus grass?
Hummus, I don't know what hummus is. I don't eat that stuff.
Hummus grass, baby?
I don't know why I don't eat it. I don't eat it.
Okay.
Burpee won today.
I know.
Queen Nigel, look
dirty. You gotta tell me.
Jessica was slow on asking my questions.
Well, Burpee had stupid questions.
No, we talk about slow, but it was both of y'all that was slow.
No, she was slow asking my questions. My questions were spit out.
Well, at least I know how to spell backwards.
None of it, Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Coming up, man, we're going to let y'all shine. Get your shine list out, man. If you got somebody in your life that's doing something good, you did something good in somebody's life, and, you know, somebody's just leveling up, and we just want to spread some positivity in the negative world because we definitely need some positivity. So let them shine. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. There's no living there. The Morning Madhouse.
I like to say that I knew the majority of Burpee's questions.
Nah, you did. We knew you was joking, Jessica. We hope.
Just didn't want to play that dumb game. Go ahead.
I don't think you knew, Jessica. I don't think you knew.
I don't care what you think. Sir, I don't know. I don't know the state bird.
That's stupid. I'm from Virginia.
The state bird? You live in North Carolina all your life.
From Virginia.
But you lived here all your life, though. How long
it's
you
the same bird, Burpee.
It is the same bird.
Yes.
You was dumb. It's time to let y'all shine inside the Madhouse 570 WPG 1-800-525-0098. Who you got on your shine list this morning? Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning, Lamont. Who you trying to let shine?
John said, give me a blessing to the two, and DJ Trucker shout out, Trumbo shout out, Rhino shout out, and Mr. Camilo shout out, and Orange shout out, and Nikki shout out too.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Ma.
Appreciate you, Ma.
I need that Monday energy, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Thanks for giving them shout outs. I got a shout out this morning, man, to my man, it's a R.I.P. Shine. Yo, he was a great young man, great humble young man out of Clover, South Carolina. He's calling into the station. And, yeah, he used to be a part of this Power 98 family. He goes by the name of G Baby. Yeah, they hit me up and told me he passed away over the weekend, but to you, his family and everybody down there in Clover, man. Let them shine this morning.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning?
Yes, good morning. I would like to let Trinity Bloom shine. She turned 19 today.
Uh-oh, 19.
Happy birthday.
Time for the one time.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, Miss Justin's got to know the neighbor news, dropping for you at 7:24. And coming up at 7:40 is the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
This is it all.
Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right. Well, I have an update on Trey Songz and what's going on with him. Cause he's currently behind bars. Gonna let you know what happened with that. Beyonce made a big announcement for fans. Got details about that. And Shaquille O'Neal has a new job. What is it?
Oh man, you know, Big Shaq is the new head of the pepperoni division in Atlanta. They got a new Papa John's pepperoni division, and he's gonna be a pepperoni taster. You know, like the other day I was telling you about the candy tasters? He's gonna be a pepperoni taster.
Okay.
He's the brand ambassador for pedicures.
Mm.
You seen his feet?
If that's the case, I don't want it.
Oof. Yeah.
At all.
I think he finally getting them worked on.
All right. Find out what's going on with Shaquille O'Neal coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, what the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor news for Monday, January 25th. All right, a video of Trey Songz in a violent altercation at a Chiefs game on Sunday night has surfaced. According to witnesses, Trey was being heckled by fans behind him, and he asked him to chill out. However, a police officer approached Trey and, without warning, got physical with him, and Trey began to fight back, punching the officer in the head and wrestling with him into a headlock. The officer then pinned Trey to a seat while other officers arrived. Now, fans were calling for the officer to let Trey go and urged that the officer be the one that gets arrested. Trey was booked and charged for trespassing, resisting arrest, and assaulting a police officer, which is a minor felony. He is currently on a 24-hour hold and will likely be released sometime this evening. Beyonce fans, listen up. She's getting ready to drop some new Ivy Park on us. It's called Icy Park. The video teaser was released on the Ivy Park Instagram page, and it features Gucci Man, Hailey Bieber, and Cash Page. Beyonce also appears in the teaser video to let fans know that the this Icy Park is coming soon. No release date yet, just coming soon. We'll be waiting for that one. All right, Shaquille O'Neal. He says that he's always wanted to be a sheriff, and now the NBA legend has officially taken a role at the Henry County Sheriff's Office in Georgia. The basketball great has been named the Director of Community Relations. The sheriff says that his goal is for O'Neal to help improve the relationships between law enforcement and the Henry County community. Pixar's Soul has become the first movie ever to top Nielsen's weekly streaming rankings. The film debuted at number one for the week of December 21st through the 27th, capturing about 1.67 billion minutes of viewing time. That's the equivalent of almost 16.7 million full runs of the film. Since Soul didn't get a traditional box office release, it is important to highlight that the first Black-led Pixar film is still out here breaking records. Way to go to them. Happy birthday to Jennifer Lewis and Alicia Keys. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
Jennifer Lewis, that's the lady that played by the mama on the Tyler Perry movies, right?
Jennifer Lewis is in Blackish.
Okay. I think
you're talking about...
She played by the mamas, but not the Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the woman... I cannot think of her name, but the Tyler woman is too. From the movie with Martin Lawrence. Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Is that who you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Vine.
No.
No, not Loretta. I'm talking about Jennifer Lewis. She played Everybody Mama. Or she was in... Ooh! Yes.
You're talking about Della Reese.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Della
Reese.
That's
the mama from Thin Line?
No, I'm not talking about the mother from Thin Line. I'm talking about the woman that Martin Lawrence was in the relationship
with. Oh, Lynn Whitfield.
Lynn Whitfield. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Jennifer Lewis. She played Everybody Mama in the Tyler Perry movie. Like, she was in the movie with... with your boy that played Rick Fox. It was Rick Fox. It was Angela Bassett. And she was the sister. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. She played by the mama.
She's crazy. Older than what she is. She always plays an older role.
She's a crazy lady.
But recently, she's more known for Blackish.
Okay.
Her role on Blackish.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Yep, it is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
All right, today, Larry is mad. I got to go all the way up to New York City to get this one. My big brother, Tip, a.k.a. T.I., a.k.a. Clifford Harris Jr., dropped this one on me over the weekend. And, yes, so what happened was, it was a lady. She went into a store after work to buy some wine. And as she was in the store, three gentlemen approached her in the store and asked her, "Hey, ma'am, can we pay for your wine?" She said no, proceeded to leave the store. As she's leaving the store, they get into a verbal altercation. The men get into a verbal altercation with her. She's walking out of the store. They proceed to follow her, chase her down, and end up kicking this woman's eye out. They end up kicking a woman out. Now, listen. Now, this is sad. It is horrific. And the thing about it is, like, the woman kept saying in the interview, like, "I was just trying to get home to my daughter." And the other part of it is, it was people there that called the cops while it was happening. My thing is, why y'all didn't intervene? Why y'all didn't step in and try to stop it or do something? They said there was people out there yelling and saying, "Stop, don't do this, don't do that." Why y'all didn't jump in? These three men, three grown ass men jumped this one lady and kicked her eye out. Now, the newness to the story is that allegedly or supposedly outside of the store, there's a massive group of people, about 100 young men that have been standing outside the store, and they want to find the young men responsible. And now, I usually don't wish harm, hurt, or danger on nobody, but to these three young men, especially the one in the video who got on the red coat, well, you deserve whatever you get. Whatever you get, you deserve, bro. Cause that's somebody's mama. That's somebody's sister, somebody auntie. And you stomped a woman. You stomped a woman out. All because she didn't want you to buy her wine for her. Hey, New York City. Y'all got to do something about that. Come on, New York City. All my New York partners that call the station, that say stuff. And yeah. That one right there ain't going to fly like Big Homie say. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad.
No limit, Larry!
You know what time it is right now. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Larry Jessica, welcome to Monday. Yay! What's happening? Y'all know it's a Make Love Monday. And I want to make more love, Larry. Jessica, I want to make more love.
I don't care.
Don't tell Jessica that.
I don't know why he said
that. See, you're taking it the wrong way. Because okay. I ain't talking about what you're thinking. I want to make love to the air.
To the air?
To the air. I want to have unprotected breath. I'm tired of having protected breath. I don't like it. I want to go outside and raw dog this air. That's what I want to do. It's just COVID got everything messed up. People ask the wrong questions now. They judge you off of COVID. They don't judge you like that if they think you got an STD. But they question you now, what you got COVID. Go to somebody's house. Go on a date and see the questions they ask you. Oh, so you just going to have your breath out there taking breath with all these other people's breath? Uh-uh. You can't come around here. That's community breath. Your breath is for the streets. My breath is not for the streets. See, these people would rather have somebody with chlamydia than they would with COVID. And that's how much, huh?
No.
What?
No.
They wouldn't?
No.
Yes, the hell they would. Yes, you would. You would let somebody walk in your house with the clap. Not you specifically. Before you let somebody walk in your house with COVID, I tell you that much. But not me. I'm tired of protection. No protection. 2021.
No protection 2021.
No, because you got to get shots and stuff. Now you got to get shots if you got chlamydia. Not that I know. I'm just saying. It make your stomach hurt. You feel you in the fetal position. Not that I know. I'm just saying. You got
like
to get shots now.
You sound like an expert to me too.
You got
to
get shots now for the COVID. You got to do this. You got to ask all these questions. You need a questionnaire. I'm not going to pee in no cup before I come to somebody's house and see if I got COVID. I want unprotected breath in 2021.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought? It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
I don't know if you all heard about this story. I heard about it, I think it was on Friday or Saturday, and I thought it was pretty interesting because I enjoy Coca-Cola. Believe it or not, Donald Trump actually had a Diet Coke button.
What?
Yes. There was a red button that sat on the desk in the Oval Office, and any time that he would push it, a butler would show up with a Diet Coke on a silver platter, y'all.
Shut up.
Stop it, man.
No, I'm serious. There's actual pictures of it. It was a little red button. And there are also reporters who say, you know, we were in there and we actually saw him push the red button. And he says nothing, just push the button. And the butler comes in with the Coke. And they also say that, like, Donald Trump would drink up to 12 Diet Cokes a day.
Dang.
So this butler was pretty busy.
He was stressed, yeah.
Now, a lot of people are like, well, do they still have a Diet Coke button? Is it still there? Yeah. Well, by the looks of recent pictures, it looks like the Diet Coke button is gone. Joe Button got rid of the Diet Coke button. But if y'all can have a button, you push it. Never mind. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor. Never mind.
Huh? Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, let's go there. A food.
Oh, okay.
A food.
Some good fried chicken. Rent.
Of course.
Fried chicken typical, every time?
Typical Negro.
Probably some good old fried chicken. Or I'd be like Burpee instead of a Reese's Pieces, probably a Mr. Goodbar.
I wouldn't mind having a Popeye's button.
Yeah, I mean a Popeye, good old Popeye's button. I feel
like that's too heavy.
It ain't got to be heavy every time. They can bring something different. I can bring me some scrimps, bring me some of that fried chicken. Bring me a biscuit.
But it would have to. It have to be a button. It would have to be one thing because you don't say anything. You push it, and they just know to bring you the one item.
But they know just bring me something from Popeyes, and I'm straight. I'm with that.
Anything. I would have an ice cream button.
Ice cream. Oh, I could definitely use that. Ooh,
yeah. Push it and just bring me ice cream.
A Henny button.
A Henny button isn't bad.
You gonna call me a typical Negro?
Bring me a
shot. I don't know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. Tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man.
every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Boy, I got a good one for y'all today. Today's letter comes from someone, and they wrote in and said, good morning. I need y'all's help. Now, just ride with me here for a second, y'all, okay? Says this person wrote in and said, I recently caught my cousin, who is a 35-year-old, watching porn. Now, it wasn't the fact that he was watching porn, but it was the fact that he told me to come over and pick something up. And when I got there, he was naked in the living room with the door unlocked, and also the type of porn that it was. Man on man.
Ooh.
Mind you, he has a wife and 3 sons. I couldn't believe it. When I got there, he was, the person wrote, butterball naked in the living room.
Butterball.
Like he,
naked.
Like he didn't just call me. I told him that I was not comfortable around him and not to speak to me ever again. Then he messaged me back and told me not to say nothing to nobody, but he would come out to everyone on his own time and apologize for the disrespect. Here's this person's question. Should I forgive him or leave him alone? I know that it's family, but there is just a line that you don't cross. And he flew over it with this one.
But we don't get to talk now, so I got time to think. I'm gonna go ahead and get my thoughts together. I'm gonna go ahead and
told y'all I had a doozy for y'all this
morning.
Yeah,
go ahead and take this case.
Does this cousin forgive? I'm assuming that this is a male cousin, but I mean either way, I don't know. But does this cousin forgive?
You're talking about the person writing the letter might be a male cousin. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay,
I don't know.
I got you.
Does the cousin forgive the naked cousin?
Mm. And what's the other option? Just leave it alone?
Or never talk to him again.
Forgive him or never talk to him again.
Yeah, because
those are my options.
The cousin told the naked cousin, look, don't ever talk to me again. Don't ever talk to me again.
Yeah.
And the naked cousin sent a message. He was like, look, I'm sorry. I'm going to come out. When I'm ready to come out, I apologize for the disrespect. I am sorry.
yeah,
you know, this person is like, yo, you call me.
Yeah.
And told me to come over here. So, like this person says, there's a wife and 3 sons that are also in play here, too. And the other thing that we don't know is the relationship. Like, is this your cousin? And then the wife is like the cousin-in-law, or we don't know that aspect of it either.
Yep.
So basically, it's more of a like, do you forgive?
Okay.
Forgive this naked cousin.
Yeah, naked cousin.
Are we forgiving naked cousin?
Watching man porn when he called me over. Okay, yeah, that's a lot to table. Jessica, thank you for that this morning.
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
Read what they send me.
Yeah, y'all comment what y'all think, Madhouse Nation. I need some of y'all thoughts this morning.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We are back in the doghouse courtroom.
The verdict came down.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. The verdict ain't came down yet. That's not what it is. There we go.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
All right, so yes, we are back in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom. Received a letter from someone that says when this person showed up to their cousin's house, the cousin called him, said, come over here and pick something up. When this person showed up to the cousin's house, the cousin was sitting on a sofa, butt ball naked, watching man on man porn. Now, this person says that they told the cousin, listen, this is completely disrespectful. And I never want to talk to you again. The cousin reached back out to him and said, listen, don't tell anybody. I'm going to come out when I'm good and ready to. But I do apologize for the disrespect. This naked cousin does have a wife and 3 sons. So the person wrote in and said, you know, do I forgive him or do I stick to what I said, which was I'm never going to talk to you again? What you got on it? 570-WPEG.
All right, we're going to find out what ye say. Hey.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog have his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good air.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, good morning. I need your help. I recently caught my cousin who is 35 years old watching porn. Now, it wasn't the fact that he was watching it, but the fact that he told me to come over, pick something up, and when I got there, he was naked in the living room with the door unlocked, and he was watching man-on-man porn. Mind you, he has a wife and three sons. I couldn't believe it. He was the one that called me and told me to come over here. I told him that I was not comfortable around him and not to speak to me ever again. Then he messaged me back and told me not to say nothing to nobody, but he will come out to everyone on his time. And he apologized for the disrespect. Should I forgive him or leave him alone? I know that it's family, but it's just a line that you don't cross. And he flew over that one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Power 98, good morning. What you got?
I would say leave him alone. Don't talk to him no more. Bro, first of all, you called me to come over to your house. You got the door unlocked and everything, so you was already expecting me. Bro, you felt too comfortable to be butt bald naked around me. So my question to you is, bro, did you think that I was gay? Because you just sitting in here comfortable. You just butt bald naked. But you didn't hear me shut the door outside. You didn't hear my car pull up. You didn't do anything. You just naked. So, bro, you was just too comfortable knowing that you had already called me over there. Like, what did you call me over here to get?
Yeah, some of that.
That really?
Boom,
really?
I can't resist. I'm sorry, Yana. I'm sorry.
Did we find out if this was a guy or a girl?
We didn't.
She didn't know. Did not say.
Okay. Good morning.
I said, what the hell is going on in 2021 with this here family? Now, I don't want to be racist, but I hope they not black. First of all, I want to get that out. Second of all, you got to stop talking to them. There's no, you can't call me over here with your winky woo out, jacking off the man porn. You can't talk to that person no more. Once I see any of my family members naked, I can't talk to them no more. I don't care who it is.
It make a lot of sense, Winky though.
Woo. But you Winky Woo. I've never heard that. I sort of like it.
You can't call me over with your Winky Woo.
Would you be offended? Like if a woman was like, come over here and pull out your Winky Woo.
I don't know. I kind of like it. Good morning.
Personally,
not mad at Winky Woo.
To me, I think that the cousin might have felt that he was had a little gay in him, too. So that's why he invited him over, like he was trying to seduce him. So me personally, I would never talk to him ever again in my life, ever probably, to be honest with you.
You gonna seduce your own cousin, though?
If it's not your blood cousin.
Huh?
No, I'm not saying that I agree with this or that it's right or anything like that, but this whole story.
I like, because he got a wife, so it could be his wife's cousin.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Really his cousin.
Yeah, so it could be like an in-law. Definitely still wrong.
I got you.
This is weird.
It is
100% weird.
This sounds like a story out of Concord. Sideburp.
Why you saying sideburp to me? Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. You live up there. Sorry, Concord.
All right, them Concord people finna DM you right now.
They probably will, but they know they got trailer parks up there.
Definitely.
What?
Okay, anyway, let's get back to this. Let's refocus. Let's refocus, fellas. Larry, what do you have on this case?
We had another witness.
Oh, we have another?
Yes.
Juror? Okay.
Man, listen here. I don't know what kind of rubbernecker bull stuff is this right here, but he knew what he was doing. You don't call nobody to be watching bull butt neck while the gay porn.
What?
He's wrong for that. I think that might have been his way to just come out.
I think it was his way to come out, too. I agree with him. I think it was his way to come out.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what Boomhauer was saying.
Well, first of all, like, why do we choose this method of coming out?
I don't know. It's crazy. I really don't have much on this case. Besides the fact that I agree with, bro, once I see, like, we see each other next, I can't talk to you no more.
So you would not forgive him?
No. Bro, you came up like with your weekend woo out. Oh, no.
Stop saying that.
Bro, you done called me over here and the door locked and I walk in and you, oh, no. We might, but when you put the clothes on, we got, because I can't fight you naked.
Okay.
But
we're going to fight. Okay. So let me ask you this. So you're like, no, I can't forgive you.
Nah,
I'm not going
to
talk.
You
let me ask you this. Nah. Do you tell the wife?
I might not tell her, like, tell her, but I might make him bring it up. Like, you got to bring this up when I'm around. But, because I ain't going to be around you no more, so I don't know. But that's why I don't know. But I don't know because, you know, that's everybody. If that's who you are, you deserve the right to, you know, come out, mm-hmm. in my opinion. If that's who mm-hmm. you are, then mm-hmm. you deserve the right to come out on your own terms. However, like the person said in the letter, you jumped through the line. And we got to have a different type of conversation. I don't know. I'm not sure if I would tell the wife. However, me and you got to have a serious conversation.
So you are going to have a conversation with him.
You got to wink your woo out. And I walked in.
So do you have a conversation with him then? Or is it like a, okay.
Oh, no, we're not talking with your winky woo out, Jessica. No,
so
no,
you
no,
have
I,
to have a, you, I'm a see when you he puts time. The winky woo away,
yeah.
then you have a conversation
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, you got to meet me in the park or something. We got a box.
Oh, so you will do that. So yeah. It's not like a matter of, yo, you got your wiki woo out in front of me. I'm never going to talk to you again. You walk out and you don't say nothing.
Right. Then after, cause I'm leaving. I'm not going to be
yeah.
here with your wiki woo out.
Then you will have a conversation
after
with the
that. We got to talk. Yep.
Okay. All right, Bert. Wiki woo out. What do you do?
I don't think this is a question what you should do.
What do you do with the wiki woo?
Whoa. Nothing. You do absolutely. If this is a man that sent the letter, you do absolutely nothing with the winky woo.
Even if it's a woman, that's your cousin.
If you do something with the winky woo, then they called you over for the right reason. But you don't talk to them. That was disrespectful. You don't talk to them based on the fact that they disrespected you, meaning they had their little nasty parts out.
The winky woo. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying that. And while you came to the house. So that's disrespectful to me at this point. If I'm the person that's coming to the house, that's disrespectful. And then, yeah, like Larry said, we fighting. We're definitely fighting afterwards. Because don't disrespect me.
So you're fighting. You're not having a conversation with him.
That is the conversation. The ass whooping.
And do you tell the wife?
I ain't no snitch. So, no, because even if that's
well,
his...
Well, she's going to want to know why we're fighting, so it's going to come out.
See, here's the... So here's,
I'll make them say it. Like, you better tell her before I do.
Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. I understand not being a snitch. I'm looking at it from the wife's perspective. You got to tell me. You got to tell me that my husband is gay. You gotta tell me that.
That sounds good. Easy,
but it's not my position. Like, that's not my position.
That's not my place.
And I don't want you to, bro, like I said, like, I might bring it up in conversation or if you around, mm-hmm. I might bring something up like, hey, boy, you know, I'm gonna be smart about it.
Here is where it becomes your place. Like, if you were out and about, and you happen to see him with another man or something like that, and you like, ooh, hold on. That's one thing, okay? Here's where it becomes your place. He invited you over while he's sitting up there watching gay porn with his winky-woo out. Now it is your place to tell me. You got to tell me that.
If the wife is my cousin, yes, I tell. If he's my cousin and the wife is not a part of my family,
okay.
Then no.
I can see where you're going with that. Yeah. But I'm sitting up here I'm thinking of myself as the wife, as the heaven. No, he put you in that position.
And
you got to tell me
as your cousin. Even though I'm mad at him, that's something that people struggle with as far as coming out.
Right. He ain't had no struggle sitting up there with his winky woo out for you.
He wanted to hold
on. He wasn't struggling with that. Was he? No, he was not. Let me answer. No, he was not. Yeah. And according,
what's the verdict?
According,
yeah, verdict.
Y'all want over? Y'all want this over?
Yeah, I'm sick of this case.
According to Madhouse,
no more cases like this here.
None. Why would you even send this? I don't even talk about this with your little struggling ass. You struggling with telling me what's the verdict?
He wanted to know if he was, if the person wanted to know if they should forgive.
Your Honor, I moved to dismiss this whole damn trial.
wanted to know if they should forgive him, which is a very valid question.
That is a very valid
question.
It's a good case. I just didn't want to discuss it.
If that's your family, yeah. If the man is your family, yeah, you forgive him.
All right. Well, according to the Nosy Neighbors. They say, nah, ain't nobody forgiving you.
Burpee, I'm not forgiving you for you calling me over there with your winky woo out.
Stop saying that.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
If you have a case for Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom, you can always DM me on social media at Hey Miss Jessica, and that's Miss MS. Not M-I-S-S. Hey, Miss Jessica. Or you can send your email to morningmadhouse@gmail.com. And Madhouse has two D's.
It was the winky woo for me.
88.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Y'all know how it goes down. Caller number 9570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. And yes, you got three categories. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card. Bert, what's your category for today?
2000s hip hop.
Okay, that's what's up. Jessica, what's your category?
African American first.
And mine is
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. You're not picking it, Bert.
What movies is this, Larry?
No, I ain't even got movies today. I got a rapper said it in a song. What rapper said it in a song? Rapper said it in a song. Is that good with you?
Yeah, that's okay. Cool.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Alex.
What up, Alex?
Hi, Alex.
What up, though?
All right, Alex, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we are taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
You know we play Black Smart, the Black Jeopardy way. You pick the category, and you tell us, we'll give you the answer, and you give us the question, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bert, what's your category?
My category is 2000s hip-hop.
Jessica, what's your category?
African-American first.
And my category is a rapper said it in a song. You have to give me the rapper and the song.
Okay.
What category do you want?
I would like Burpee's category, please.
All right. Burpee's 2000s hip-hop. What you got for Burpee?
Okay. First question. This record label took over for the 99 and the 2000.
Oh, goodness. What is No Limit Records?
No.
All right. You can stay in the same category or you can choose another category.
Let's go with Larry's category.
All right. This song right here said, this particular rapper said, I know Noriega, the real Noriega. He owes me 100 favors.
Who is Rick Ross?
And what is the song?
I have no lyrics. Let me think. Hold on. I can't think of the name. I know the chorus.
Y'all want to give it to her since she got the rapper right?
I think you should give it to her because you asked the name of the song late.
Okay, I'll give it to you. All right, so that means you got one last question left. If you get this one correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you miss it, we taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
All right, what category do you want?
I'm going to try Jessica's category.
All right.
All right. This man was the first African-American to be sworn in as a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Who is Thurgood Marshall?
You are correct.
You got it!
You win.
That baby is Black Smart today. Go ahead, baby. You got five shout-outs on them.
Okay, I want to shout out my sister, Elizabeth. They just had a tournament in Greensboro this past weekend, and they did all right. I want to shout out my dad. I want to shout out my friend Samantha. I want to shout out my nieces and nephews. And I want to shout out myself because I'm starting a weight loss challenge today, and I want to give myself encouragement.
Congratulations. And go ahead and give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
And shout out to Power 98 and the Morning Madhouse.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
All right, man. Y'all know how we do it each and every morning at 6:05. We drop it on your Madhouse question of the day. We play your sponsor back at 9:25. And yeah, Ms. Jessica, what was that question of the day?
Today we wanted to know, what was your first big purchase as an adult?
Somebody said their first big purchase was some Jordans. My first big purchase was some J's for myself. Shadiah said my car. And somebody said I purchased my castle. I guess they're home.
But, everybody on my page 10 o'clock.
Glamour Doll said they're home.
The majority of people on my car said, on my page said a car, with house coming in second. But A. Brown FTS says law school. My homeboy Corey said a college loan. And what is this? What is this? Dead Dream Music says a recording studio for music. Oh, and Lady 1993D says my son's life insurance.
Oh, that's what's up. Robert Ball Greasy tapped in. He said, I got a got bracelet ring. It was $9,500. You couldn't tell me nothing. Shout out to Ball Greasy, man. It's evident on the Madhouse question of the day.
Thanks, Ball Greasy.
Tamaya Montana said my 50-inch smart TV. That's my baby.
That's totally exclusive said Beyonce on the run tickets for me and my honey. She put on a great show, and it was definitely worth the money.
All right, man. Y'all know anything you hear on the show, you can definitely talk about 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. It's our Madhouse hotline. What y'all talking about?
This is Mr. What the hell? Parent alert. Parent alert. The mall is not a damn babysitter. All parents, quit dropping your damn kids off at the mall and leaving their ass in their mall unsupervised. Look here. Go to the mall with your kids. Sit your monkey ass down in the food court. Hell, walk around the mall. I finally get out of the damn house. Went to Concord Mills. I wasn't in there for 30 damn minutes, and they closed the mall early because these kids' monkey ass was fighting. Parents, know what the hell kids doing and where they at. And boy, if I had a red button, I could get anything. It'd be tropical goody. I'll push that button, they can just bring me in a damn thing, because everything in there good. And Toodles, shut your nasty, disgusting ass up.
Woo, yeah. Did y'all see that video from the fight in Concord Mills Mall? Oh my gosh. When you talk about a melee, this was a melee. They tore the food court up. It looked like it was 30 on 30.
And it also went outside.
Hey, y'all don't bring this up to Concord.
It was bad.
This was terrible. This was atrocious.
It was sad.
And the thing about it is, you know, we know that, you know, a lot of these people that were in this video were all school-aged children for the most part, and they have nothing to do. They're not going to school. They're home on Zoom. And, boy, y'all going to tear up the one place y'all do have to go.
I don't want
to
hear that, Larry. Don't make excuses for these
kids. I ain't making no excuses. I'm saying they you going to tear up the one place you do got to go where you can go outside and get some friend-on-friend time. But they told Concord Mills up. If Concord Mills put a ban in place where if you ain't under a certain age, you can't come in here without a parent or guardian, I wouldn't be mad.
I won't be shocked at all.
I wouldn't be mad.
And then some folks will be complaining. Listen, come on, man. We got to stop. I agree with both of you all. I've seen the video, I agree with both of you all. And I think that it is needed. I think that it is needed. They need to put a restriction on it. They need to put a ban on it for kids under a certain age. What happened in there was just, it was horrible. It was horrible. That video is just, it's tough to watch. It's so bad.
This what happened when parents get in trouble for whooping their kids' ass.
Nah, you got to whoop their ass anyway.
Beat your child so they won't beat on each other.
I didn't say beat them, but you do need to whoop them.
I'm saying a thorough spanking. or an ass whooping or a beating, whatever you call it.
Or know where your child is and what your child is doing.
But they know what they're
talking about. How many people you think was in? It was at least 100 people in this video. What did you say about 52?
It was a lot. It was definitely a lot. Know what your child is out here doing, man.
And then if the police
come, parents.
If the police come in here and if they'd approached that situation and just brought the hammer down on the kids, this would have been a different conversation this morning. But come on, man. I didn't know what was happening
at the time, but I was in the traffic. I was on Concord Mills Boulevard when I saw all the cops rushing to the mall. And I'm like, uh-oh.
And then you know what happened? They're gonna put a ban in place, and then we ain't got nowhere for our kids to go.
That's what I was meaning.
Do you see what happened? Oh, man.
The man's kind of let them back in school.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Monday, January 25th. A video of Trey Songz in an altercation at a Chiefs game on Sunday has surfaced. Now, according to witnesses, Trey was being heckled by fans behind him. He asked him to chill. However, a police officer approached Trey and without warning, got physical with him, and Trey began to fight back. They say he was punching the officer in the head and wrestling him and had him in a headlock. The officer then pinned Trey to a seat while other officers arrived. Fans were calling for the officer to let Trey go and urged that the officer be the one who gets arrested. But Trey was booked and charged with trespassing, resisting arrest, and assaulting a police officer. He is currently on a 24-hour hold and is likely to be released sometime this evening.
That's hilarious.
Trey, man. Yeah, I was about to watch that video. I haven't watched it yet, but, you know.
It's funny when you say he put the cop in the head.
Where the man hit him,
the
man.
The memes have already started coming in, too.
Yeah.
In the video, you just see a scuffle. It's, you know, you don't see the before or anything like that. You just see him scuffling.
Yeah.
A bunch of officers around Trey. We'll see how this one plays out. Beyonce is unleashing a new Ivy Park collaboration. It's called Icy Park. They released the trailer on the Instagram page. It features Gucci Mane and Hailey Bieber as a couple of people that are modeling some of the clothes. And Beyonce also appears. Now, Ivy Park, the Icy Park edition, will be arriving soon. That's all we know. We don't have a release date just yet.
You be trying to grab that gear like everybody else?
There was a pair of shoes that I wanted last time that I did not get, but I'm not that motivated to get it like that, I didn't, you know, I was like, all right, cool. But there was a pair of shoes that I wanted last time. And there is a pair of shoes this time, this Icy Park collection, that I'm like, oh, those are cute. So we'll see. Shaquille O'Neal says that he's always wanted to be a sheriff, and now the NBA legend is officially taking a role in a sheriff's office in Georgia. It's the Henry County Sheriff's Office. He has been named the Director of Community Relations. The sheriff there says that the goal is for Shaquille O'Neal to help improve the relationship between law enforcement and that community.
All right, Shaq, you know, he was a police in Miami. So now, you know, he in Georgia. He want to be a police officer in Georgia. So, okay, Shaq. Don't pull me over, Shaq. And don't put nobody in the headlock.
I'm wondering how he's going to actually do this role.
Isn't he still considered a deputy in Miami?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But what did he do in that role?
He had stopped somebody one time.
He did pull somebody over one time, I thought.
So, one time.
Yeah.
That we know about.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
I'm wondering this is probably a better position for him than a deputy.
I think they're taking the wrong person to do it this is the thing about it. But when you think of problems in quote unquote what they're saying, that community, it's probably talking about black people. That's why they got shamed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and 9 times out of 10, it's younger people. It's youth. Now, I'm not going to say 9 times out of 10, but the majority of the time, it's youth. And I think the youth know who Shaq is, but they don't respect him the way that, say, Larry and I would, because we came up in an era where Shaq was playing. He was a dominant force. He was always in your face. I think they should use someone, if that's what they're trying to do, use someone that the kids can relate to. Use someone that the kids respect. Use someone who has a voice to the kids. But I don't think Shaq is that person. Just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the other side of that is Shaq is still very, very, very relevant in the sports world.
Very popular. Very popular. But
not just popular, relevant. Relevant.
Amongst the kids, though?
We see him on the show and offering sports commentary and things of that nature. So
they're looking more at Steph Curry than they are Shaq. The kids are.
Happy birthday to Alicia Keys and Jennifer Lewis. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.